Over the weekend in the Foyle constituency, we were shocked and angered that once again two young females were targeted in two separate attacks. In tandem, the community has expressed both disgust and outrage at those who carried out these abhorrent attacks. Let us be clear, the events that unfolded were nothing other than terrifying, grotesque, sexually motivated attacks. The perpetrator or the perpetrators remain at large and must be brought to justice immediately. Someone somewhere must have information. From information shared by the PSNI, we know that at least one of those attacks was premeditated, as the perpetrator attacked the innocent woman at knife point. It goes without saying that this is completely and utterly unacceptable, disgusting in every single way. Justice must be served. It is also imperative that justice is served in a way that is fitting for the crime. Soft sentencing is simply not good enough. As an assembly, we need to work together to ensure that the legislation comes forward to allow for proper, tougher sentencing for vile acts such as the horrific ones witnessed by these females in Drumahoe and Gobnaskeil. We also must see societal change. There is no place for misogyny or sexism in our society. And let's be clear, there never was a place for that. We all have a duty as citizens, parents and friends, family members and community members to advocate for change, for better treatment for all women in our society. We must also give proper support to women's organisations and get the message out day or night. Every woman and girl should be able to walk and live freely, whether inside or outside, whether as part of a group or alone, day or night. We owe this freedom and safety, confidence to every single woman that we know. We owe it to our daughters and our sisters, our wives and our cousins, our aunts, our mothers, our grandmothers and friends. We have a duty to protect them. But we also have a duty to educate and inspire our sons and our brothers and our fathers and our grandfathers. We must ensure that violence against women, which is all too prevalent in our society, comes to an end. We cannot afford for the lives of women we know and love to be ruined or ended. There is no justification. We owe it to every single woman. On a final note, I want to send my thoughts to those victims and commend them for their bravery in reporting these attacks to the PSNI.